Hello, this is Sprightly Goblins Comes to Guile. I am Christine Lemmer-Weber. I am the CTO of the Sprightly Institute, and I'm also the lead developer of the Sprightly project. Well, what is Sprightly Goblins? If it's coming to Guile, we should probably know something or other about it, right? So Sprightly Goblins is basically a distributed programming environment. There's a lot of interesting things about it. I mean, part of it is that it can do this kind of time travel stuff, and it's kind of quasi-functional, but also supporting updates. It also has transactionality, and you can do distributed programming, and all these different kind of details. And I think probably the easiest way to get into it is to actually walk through some examples. But part of the really interesting stuff is that we're making this claim that it is taking an object capability security programming perspective, especially in regard to its distributed programming. So this is not a new idea, and applying it to Scheme is definitely not new. All the way back in 1986, Jonathan Rees of R5RS published this dissertation called The Security Kernel Based on the Lambda Calculus, and it basically makes the argument that, oh my gosh, if you take Scheme and you remove all the dangerous things, well, you have a secure programming language for doing secure computation. The Lambda basically is your security model. And basically, Goblins is kind of a combination of that and the distributed programming ideas from the e-programming language. I highly recommend that you kind of browse around on erights.org. There's all sorts of interesting ideas that happened here, even though that most of the ideas kind of landed from a couple of decades ago. So Sprightly takes and continues that, but also some other things. Sprightly is basically, as a project, is basically trying to kind of level up the federated social web, you could say, but really it's kind of trying to advance decentralized networks in general and really build a new foundational layer for the internet that respects user freedoms. So if you kind of scroll around on sprightlyproject.org, you'll notice that there's like a lot of different components here.